Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thank you for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos when she joins us. Dawn is not only beautiful, she's brainy. She's the founder of smallbizhelp.com. I'm sorry, bestsmallbizhelp.com, an award-winning blog. She is an associate professor of business at King's College in Manhattan. Her outstanding book, Accounting for the Numberphobic, A Survival Guide for Small Business Owners, is outstanding. She's our good friend, Dawn Fotopoulos. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jim.
Always good to have you back. You know, Dawn, one of the things that I know that you get a lot, and I do too, and I used to get all the time when I had my consulting company, is people desperate to start a small business. And they used to come by my office or call me, or they drop by or whatever. We get email from people all the time here, and they're desperate to start a small business, and they absolutely don't know where to start.
They don't know where to start.
Let me put it this way. I'm not going to say that they don't know because they can't get it. I'm going to say they don't know because they haven't tried hard enough.
Well, because they don't know where to look. Hey, Jim, if you and I were going to take a road trip from New York to Boston, one of the things that we would do is find a way, like a roadmap,
Right.
Okay, whether it's a GPS or we'd have a roadmap. We know kind of general direction.
Which highway,
we know what kind of course we take. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who want to start a small business typically want to make money, and they think the small business is the way to get there, and there are lots of ways to make money, by the way. And a small business may not necessarily be the best way to do that for a lot of people. But at any rate, you know, that roadmap becomes important. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have detours, doesn't mean you're going to make some course corrections, but it means at least you know what the objective is, you know where your starting point is, and you know, generally speaking, how to get there. And that's what a business plan does. And one of the things that is shocking to me is when people reach out to me, because they have been, after I've been having these wonderful interviews with you and people like you, and they'll say, you know, I really want to start a small business. Can you help me? And I'll say, well, you got some questions you got to ask. Before you need my help or anybody else's, you got to, why does your business exist? Why is your business better or special or different than whatever else is out there? In other words, why is anybody going to buy from you instead of somebody else? Who is your customer? You know, the age of the customer? Well, who is your customer?
Mm-hmm.
And not all customers are created equal. And how do you know? And why are you uniquely qualified to deliver whatever this product or service is? And I got to tell you, it's not. These are just not my questions. Sequoia Capital in Silicon Valley has one of the most elegant outlines for a business plan, and I actually lifted it and gave them attribution and put it on Best Small Biz Help. And if you go on Best Small Biz Help and you just put in the search bar business plan, it'll come up, and it asks these very, very basic questions. And if you, as somebody who's dreaming about a small business, can't answer any of these questions intelligently, then you should not put $1 at risk to open a business.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that list, but does it include discussion about capital?
Sure it does.
Yeah, because you
sure it does. I mean, your financials, you know, and it's interesting. You know, you and I have been around a long time, Jim, and when I read a business plan, I read it from the back forward.
Right,
and you take a look at things like assumptions. I'm less concerned about the financials, but I want to see, what are your assumptions? How many customers do you think you can get? What are you going to charge for what you're doing? You know, how long is it going to take you to ramp up revenues? Because at the end of the day, you know, revenues and gross margin are going to determine when you get to break even. That space between I've got this great idea and you launch the business to the time that the business is break even is that golden period where, you know, you better have enough money to tide you over. Otherwise, you're not going to live to see another day.
Well, and
you know, your expenses are going to outstrip your revenues. You won't survive.
Well, your expenses are going to begin day one. Your revenues may begin many days, weeks, months down the road.
That's right.
And so before you ever get to even get close to making a profit, you're gonna, you know, you could be out of money. One of the most interesting things, I think, one of the most important things I think that we can help people with is to help them understand that the best way to spend as little money as possible on your business is that you could lose is to learn more. The more you know, the less capital you need, because the more you know, the fewer mistakes you're going to make.
Oh,
and
mistakes, my gosh, yes.
Mistakes eat capital like crazy. So I want to talk about that when we come back. Can we do that about
absolutely,
how to learn more about this? Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic, A Survival Guide for Small Business Owners. You know what that means, folks? That means you need this book, because I know who you are, and I know you don't like the financial part too much. But her book makes it easy. It's plain English. Even I can understand it. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.